Welcome to the EFM Morning Brief podcast. It's our first episode of 2025. Welcome, everybody. We really appreciate you joining us. We hope this is a short, sharp way to start each day here at the Berlinale and the European Film Market. My name is Wendy Mitchell. I'm a journalist and film festival consultant. It's such a treat for me to be here talking to these experts every morning. They really have their finger on the pulse of the mood, the deals, the films, the hot topics. Today, we're speaking to Elsa Kaslasi, who is Executive Editor International at Variety. And Elsa, it's kind of a special year for the Berlinale, isn't it? We've got a new team. We've got a new festival director, Tricia Tuttle. We've got the new Berlinale Pro head, Tanya Meissner. They're very well known in the industry. Does it feel like there's a lot of special anticipation and a lot of maybe cheering them on?
Yes, definitely. It's like a powerful female duo. And we're all like super excited, especially because both are kind of industry veterans and they know the market inside out, but they also have great taste. You know, Tricia is such a revered programmer. She did an amazing job at the London Film Festival. And now she's coming to the Berlinale and she's kind of injecting like a new energy. And she has, you know, been able to put together such an exciting lineup. I don't think I've seen, you know, I've been loving the Berlinale Film Festival for many years. But I think this year the lineup is really, really exciting. So I can mention some of the titles
that yes,
I'm the most excited about. But I'm really excited about Richard Linklater's Blue Moon.
Oh, yes.
I think that's a project that I'm really excited about. Of course, the opening night movie I'm excited about, Tom Twicker. We did an interview with him and he's so interesting. I cannot wait to see that. I think it was such an interesting choice for the opening night movie, but it's really wise to have a filmmaker like him who's also from Germany. So, you know, I think it totally makes sense. And his next movie has been so anticipated for so many years. It's great. I'm also super excited about Michel Franco's next movie with Jessica Chastain, Dreams. And I heard that Ravu Jude's new film, Continental 25, is really excellent. So I can't wait to see that. And there are also 8 movies directed by women. And that's an exciting year for that as well.
In the competition, you mean?
Yes. So wow. There is a Hot Milk that I cannot wait to see from the screenwriter of She Said. And there is also If I Had Leg at KQ from Mary Bronstein that I heard is great. And, you know, it's really an exciting year for the competition, but also in Perspective, which is a new section dedicated to feature debuts. There is one movie that I want to see is We Believe You. So it's just a really exciting mix of movies premiering in Berlin.
Yeah, I started reading through the list of everything I want to see, and I wish I had more time. I'm really
yes.
excited. As you mentioned, I've got a ticket for Hot Milk.
Me too.
And you mentioned Rebecca Linkowitz. She's
yes.
an amazing screenwriter. I'm really interested in this directing debut from her. Hanway is selling that. I also got a ticket to the Michel Franco, Dreams. And we should mention
wow.
that sold by the
You're
Match
really
Factory.
Well organized.
I got organized a day ago. So, and I should say the ticketing system is working really well for me, so I'm very happy.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. You know, Sundance was said to be pretty slow in terms of deal making, and that's the kind of the first temperature we take of the year. Obviously, Berlin and the EFM is the first official big market of the year, so I think we're just going to see more. But do you think it's going to be busy in terms of buying and selling at EFM?
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of the packages, it's a really good number of projects being launched at the EFM. It's kind of on par with last year, which was a good year. And, you know, I think a lot of independent distributors and sales agents are really excited because EFM was a kind of a disaster. Unfortunately, it was in Vegas and deal making was really bad. And then Sundance, you know, a lot of distributors going into Sundance, like the U.S. ones, the U.S. buyers, they're not buying that much because they have already full slates of project they're, you know, co-producing or that they pre-bought. So they don't have that much room for completed films. Mm. And, you know, they're just only a very small number of projects that are selling at a really good number, a good price. So it was a bit slow, Sundance, but you did have some amazing, you know, sales that happened where we heard of bidding wars, for instance, on Together, Sorry Baby, Lurker. You know, there were a bunch of movies that sold for a lot of money. But I think, you know, the independent market is really looking forward to the EFM, which is the, you know, the year's second biggest film market after Cannes. But it's really, really an important market that kicks off the year. And we've seen a lot of packages, exciting ones launching. You know, for I can mention a few of them.
Yes, please, because I've seen a lot of big names coming through the news.
Definitely, definitely. So there is, you know, Ari Aster, Eddington from A24, with Joaquin Phoenix and Pedro Pascal, Emma Stone. You know, this is a really high profile one. Guy Ritchie's Wife and Dog with Benedict Cumberbatch and Rosamund Pike. There is also Butterfly Jam from Kantemir Balagov. That's exciting. And, you know, you also have an Isabelle Huppert movie in which she plays, you know, the Blood Countess. So she plays a serial killer, a new take
on this Countess Bathory story that we've heard forever, but it sounds really exciting.
Yes, yes. And there is also a Natalie Portman movie from a script by Lena Dunham, I think, that's from Film Nation, and it sounds really, really interesting. So a lot of things.
Yeah, and I think just
in the markets,
really recently, the new Kristen Wiig and Bill Murray, an Epiphany for Rocket Science. I mean, there's been dozens of really hot projects being announced. So, yeah, hopefully this is a sign of a good, healthy market.
And, you know, you also have a lot of genre projects being launched. But what's interesting is that, you know, talking to buyers, they really saw those genre movies as movies that can play in theaters and be successful, which is not, you know, genre movies have been hot for many years, but I think before they were thought of movies for streaming services, and now they're thought of movies for theaters. And I think that's kind of the difference. I think everyone is excited to discover movies in theaters these days. You have a lot of young people seeing those genre movies in theaters as well. I think, you know, looking at what's happening now in the award season, where you have a lot of international movies thriving, like The Substance, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here. I think, you know, even The Brutalist, you know, those movies are showing that there is an audience for either genre movies or really well-crafted dramas, period dramas. And I think it's just an exciting time for indie movies.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it's who's going to find the next Long Legs or Terrifier 3 that is going to be a box office hit? We're going to wait and see. And yeah, like it really does encourage me that something like The Brutalist, even with its long running time and its intermission and it's not an easy topic, has done really well at the box office. So, you know, hopefully this gives the whole industry a boost coming into EFM.
For sure.
Elsa, I know you're going to be busy running around reporting a lot, hopefully seeing a few films. But what about some of the EFM talks? I think you're hosting a good one. Is that right?
Yes. Well, I have to say that the one I'm most excited about is one I'm moderating. So I feel like an extremely lucky journalist because I'm going to be interviewing Dee Dee Gardner for Plan B. And, you know, she's not one that does so many interviews. So I feel very privileged.
She's an amazing speaker.
Yes.
Can you remind us, do you know the date and the time of that one? It's in a few days.
It's going to be on Saturday at 1 p.m. And I'm so excited.
She is one of the most amazing producers in the U.S. or in the independent film world. Obviously, Brad Pitt is a partner in Plan B. Yeah. But she's her own superstar. So yeah, I'm going to show up and listen.
I think she's exciting also because the movies that they're producing at Plan B are not like sequels and prequels. They're really looking for original voices, original movies. And I think that's kind of the message that we want to send across the industry. Like, be brave, be bold, you know, go for it.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to be there Saturday at 1 for Dee Dee Gardner with Elsa. And Elsa, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll keep reading Variety to see which of those packages start selling, how the reviews are coming in for some of those hot films at the festival we mentioned. Have a great Berlinale.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So what's happening today? A lot. Gropius Bau and the Marriott opened their doors. You can find exhibitors from about 70 countries. You can really make some global connections here at EFM. Market screenings start in 7 different venues. There are many, many hundreds of market screenings. So buyers, I wish you good luck keeping track of all of them. Check out the EFM screening schedule online, and I'm sure I'll see some of you at the Cinemax. This year's EFM Country in Focus is Spain. The main program will offer many opportunities to network with Spanish producers, distributors, investors, and creators, and to learn more about Spanish productions and co-productions. Such a vibrant country to explore. New at this year's EFM is the Innovation Hub. We could say it's an innovation in itself. This is going to be at the second floor of the Gropius Bau, an entire floor dedicated to creativity and new developments for international production. There are tech exhibits, interactive panels, workshops for producers, and you can also meet the 11 EFM startups in that hub. Also, producers, take note, the second floor of the Gropius Bau, they have a special co-working space just for producers and their guests. It's open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sounds like a quiet respite and a good place to have a sit down and a little meeting. I'm jealous I don't have a producer's badge. So also please check out the Innovation and Producers Hub. You'll find workshops. And to mention, starting tomorrow are two new things. The Breakfast Club for Producers, 9 to 10 a.m. Again, that starts tomorrow. And the new Happy Innovation Hour, 6 to 7 p.m. And again, that starts tomorrow. I also know there's a lot of documentary experts tuning in or here at the festival. So don't miss today's release of a new episode of Industry Insights, the EFM podcast, this time focusing on documentary filmmaking in times of change. This is perfect timing because EFM is also relaunching the Doc Salon. This will open tomorrow at Documentation Center in the Cafe Connect area there. And it's in partnership with Film Ferns & Fons Bayern and media partner Deadline. Just to mention, you can start planning all the talks and sessions and workshops you want to go to. Check out the website. Start getting your schedule. I'm just going to mention a few. On Friday, the Female Summit is happening. A lot of powerhouse women. And on Friday from 5 to 6, there's also a masterclass with CAA Media Finance co-head Rogue Sutherland. That's going to be an interesting one. On Saturday morning, there's a great session called IP to Screen, looking at case studies of Hot Milk, which Elsa and I are both looking forward to, and The Outrun, and their journey from best-selling books into amazing films. Finally, don't forget to eat. We all do it at a market. You can't just eat pretzels all day. You'll get scurvy. So a reminder that if you're trying to have lunch near the Gropius Bau, there's the Mirror Tent just across the street, and you can book tables there for your lunch at the EFM website. So happy eating. Hopefully you get some food for the mind as well with some films out there. Thanks for listening today, and do come back and join us again tomorrow morning.